Mike Pence praises Trump for U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, right call. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 21, 2025. Former Vice President Mike Pence praised President Donald Trump for making the decision to launch strikes on Iran's nuclear sites, calling it the right call. Pence pointed out in a post on X that because of Trump's resolve and courage, and the professionalism of the U.S. armed forces, the U.S., Israel and the world were safer as a result. President Trump made the right call to deploy American forces to strike nuclear sites in Iran and he should be commended for his decisive leadership, Pence wrote. Iran could never be allowed to obtain a nuclear weapon. Thanks to the resolve of our commander-in-chief and the courage and professionalism of our armed forces, America, Israel and the free world are safer as a result. Pence added that Iran should now stand down and abandon any thought of retaliation against Americans or be prepared to face the consequences. Tonight, President Real Donald Trump proved again that the United States of America is the leader of the free world and America stands with Israel. Thank you, Mr. President, and God bless our troops, Pence continued. During a live address to the nation, Trump explained that the U.S. had carried out massive precision strikes to destroy Iran's three crucial nuclear sites, the Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz uranium enrichment sites. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success, Trump said. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. In response to the U.S. strikes on the Iranian nuclear sites, Senator John Fetterman, DPA, praised it as being the correct move. Former Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, also praised the U.S. attack on the nuclear facilities as being the right call. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, responded to the news of the U.S. attack on the Iranian nuclear facilities by calling for Trump's impeachment, claiming that he impulsively risked launching a war that may ensnare us for generations.